This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, dipped a toe into controversial waters today. He said the company will ask customers to leave their guns behind when they enter Starbucks stores. Until now, Starbucks had followed local gun laws, permitting patrons in open carry states where openly carrying a firearm is legal to keep their guns on them when they pop in for a latte. Marketplace's Noel King has that story.
In an open letter online, Schultz hints that the last straw was Starbucks Appreciation Day in August. Gun rights activists rallied at Starbucks stores to thank the company for its permissive approach to gun carriage. Schultz says he doesn't want those events in his stores. Still, he's not banning guns. The letter says he is respectfully requesting customers leave their guns behind.
You know, the way he billed it was, it doesn't fit in with the Starbucks experience, which, I mean, you know, give me a break. Then why don't you tell people not to bring guns into the store?
Paul Argenti of Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business has followed Starbucks for years. He thinks Schultz is equivocating.
If I were a gun owner, I'd say, okay, make me put the gun away.
Argenti says he isn't rooting for that kind of showdown, but if guns aren't banned, activists will continue to rally. Schultz has said that Starbucks employees won't confront armed customers. Stores won't post signs saying that guns are unwelcome. And if the hundreds of comments on the company's website are any indication, some customers are ticked off. So why do it?
Howard Schultz himself is passionate about America and protecting the employees in the stores.
Paul Williams is with Idea Sandbox, a marketing firm. And full disclosure, Starbucks was a client of his. He says Starbucks has a history of courting controversy. Remember when it first emerged on the caffeine scene?
Most of the coffee in America was a lighter taste, and Starbucks sort of put their mark in the market by offering something that was roasted and darker than normal, and that polarized people.
The stakes are higher this time, but company watchers like Paul Williams don't expect Starbucks to take a huge hit. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.